Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Samach Vav, and we will talk about the mitzvah of chalitza, which comes up in the middle of today's daf. Today's daf talks about, the Mishnah spoke about different types of shoe items that you're allowed to wear, you're not allowed to wear on your shoes, and Shmuel says, the Gemara quotes Shmuel, referring to right, left, left, right. The Mishnah is quoted from Chalitza, from Mesechas Yevamos, Chalitza B'sandal She'eino Shelo. If somebody puts on a shoe that is not theirs, B'sandal Shel Eitz, Shel Shmol, B'yamin, Chalitza K'sheira. Right, even if you wear a left sandal on the right foot, the chalitza is still kosher. V'yamrina and mantana amar Shmuel v'meirhi v'chulu. As the Gemara continues talking about the mitzvah of chalitza, so maybe we'll use this opportunity to talk a little bit about the mitzvah of chalitza and the nature of the mitzvah. The Sefer Chinuch discusses the symbolism of this mitzvah, which is one of the more unusual mitzvos that we have in Kol HaTorah Kula. What's the exact issue about taking off a shoe and spitting on the ground in front of him? Says the Sefer Chinuch, shenis tavin. We know there are a lot of parts of the mitzvah of chalitza. The Gemara in Yevamos and the Mishnayos in Yevamos discuss the different parts of the mitzvah. There's the rekika and the chalitza and the kriyas apsukim. Right, they're all counted as one mitzvah. That's a separate topic, but the Rambam uses that as an example of different parts of a mitzvah that are all counted as one. We're not going to count all the different parts of the mitzvah of chalitza as different mitzvahs. That's the Mishnah in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Dalid. Chalitza v'rakaka v'lo kara chalitza sakshera. Even though they're all parts, they're not all ma'akev. The kriyas apsukim is not ma'akev. Kara v'rakaka v'lo chalitza chalitza sapsula. The chalitza is for sure ma'akev. The question is, what about the rakika? That's a machlokas. Rabbi Elazar holds the chalitza is psula. Rabbi Akiva holds the chalitza is kshera. But there are different parts. But we call it chalitza because that's the part that is fishur ma'akev, the removal of the shoe. Mishar shi mitzvah says the chinuch. What is the shorish behind this mitzvah? L'fisha isha azos haisa ru'uya l'shamesh isazeh. This woman was ra'uy to service and be connected to this man, tachas achiv, in the place of his brother, minatam shezachayin olam al mitzvah yibum. As I quoted, based on the reason that the mitzvah of yibum, just referring back to that mitzvah, Tavkuf Sadiches for a moment. Levisha Isha Achar Shenisei Sleish Haru Keechan Meivarav. A woman becomes part, one with the man, like Basar Echad. Shekein Yechayev Hateva. Mipnei Maisa Ha'av Harishon. Shelokha Achas Mitzalosav. Umimena Banalo Hakel Isha. Just like Adam, just like Chava was an aver of Adam, so too every woman is an aver and connected to the man in such a serious, intense way. Va'isha zeh shemeis b'lo banim, shiyachelek mimenu lizikaron lo, ulamalos mekoma ba'olam lavodas baro. So we want this man to be able to continue. Hagufani zulasi zosaisha. This woman was one of his Avarim. This is the only part of him that is left, so to speak. She etzem etzambo v'basam ibsaro. Hayemichasti akel alav lahakim lo zera mimena. So if she has a child, so some of him is living on. And be an Eved Hashem in his place, because that's the goal. V'yizkal yodo ba'olam anashamos asher husham. So related to that, so if somebody does not take advantage of this idea, which again is the minhag of Ashkenazim, and even in some Sephardic circles, tzivsa ha-Torah she-ta'aseh al elav ma'aseh shimuzeh she-chalitzas na'al. So what happens has to be done? An act of service. She removes his shoe, which is an act of service. Shushimush ha'evera kanui, bepirsum lifnei bezin, as done in public. Laharos lakol, shekanuya ha'isalal gamre, to show that there was a kinyan here. That's the hikna lamin ha'shamayim. That's the zika that the Torah creates. V'chi roi ha'yaloli yabemosa, menatama nizkar v'zokademes, and it's fitting to do yibum. Ulafishu hu, eno rotze la'asos mashmutal alav, la'kim lachiv shem, but because he doesn't want to, he yotzis to be tachas yado, so she goes away from him. So she does an act which shows that she's not an eved anymore. V'yarka b'fanav lohodiya shenifta mimeno legamre, to show that she has been exempted from him totally. Veina meshubedes la'olach lo kol kavod b'shum davar. And she is not meshubedes him at all to give him any type of covet, and dafka spitting to show that there's no more avdos. As she wouldn't not spit in front of someone else, she wouldn't not spit in front of him. And therefore she can marry whoever Wants. Okay, then it's even another pshat, but that's the shorash mitzvah of chalitza according to the Sefer HaChinuch. What we're going to talk about a little bit is the one of the major chakiras in the mitzvah of chalitza, what's called the mitzvah matir chakira. The Gemara tells us, Tosfos has it. Tosfos has it in Maseches Ksuvos. Tosfos has it here on Daf Samach Dalet. Tosfos has two deus there, whether she could say, you know what, eini choleitz ve'eini miyabim. I'm not interested. I'm just not gonna do either. Does she have that option to say that I'm not going to do either? That's the Tosfos on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph in Ksubis. Vod Yesh Lomar Tava Lachlotz V'Hi Ein Arotza Lo Lachlotz V'Lo Liabem V'Chein Tava Liabem V'Chulu. It's the second day of Tosfos to answer a question that Tosfos has there. Tava Lachlotz Nizkachin Lo, whether the Bezdin relates to the Tviya of Chalitza. But Rabbi Chanan says there on that Tosfos, maybe the 2 days in Tosfos. Tosfos in one day suggests that she could say, I don't want to do anything. And the other one, she can't. Maybe that's goes to the root of what Chalitza is. Is Chalitza, it's counted one of the 613 mitzvos. But the question is there a mitzvah of Chalitza besides the matir element of Chalitza? We know there are many mitzvahs that are matir. And by each of them, the question is asked, is that all it is? It's a functional mitzvah? Or is there something beyond? Is there a mitzvah element in terms of the formal aspects of mitzvah that could be nafkaminas? In terms of, there might be lechadchilas. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Nida. Tosfos in Maseches Nida discussed is there's only lechadchila and b'dievids by mitzvos, not by matirim. That is the Yesod Agadol that Tosfos quotes on Samach Vav Amid Beis in Maseches Nida. Tosfos says, Yavim Tomar Kivin Delo Ma'akva Hecha, since it's not ma'ake for water to get to every spot. Remember, bila, that's the sugi of koloroi labila, in bila makeves. Hecha din roi labila, na'amilas kasher. If you don't need, Tosfos says, if you don't need, let's say, something to water to get to every place, or the case of bila, you don't need the oil and the flour mixed. So, therefore, why do you even need the potential for it to be mixed? V'yesh lomar says, Tosfos to Svarahu to keep it to kapek krala chadchila la'asos a mitzvah bina sheiroi lakach avoi sheina ma'akev. You need potential sometimes, even though you don't need the actual activity to happen, like the mixing of the oil and the flour by a mincha. You only need the potential for it to be mixed in terms of the amount, but you don't need the actual mixing. So then Tosfos says, V'im tomar alai bo lo b'inan b'yas mayim lachadchila. One second. So why don't you need bias mayim lechadchila in all the places a woman or a man should have to go to the mikvah with their mouth open, with their eyes open, right? Just like there's a lechadchila for it to take place by bila and by kriya bechalitza, by kriya sapsukim. Tosfos says, v'yesh lomar, de'ein svara gabi tefila. There's no svara by tevila to require a lechadchila, and b'dievet, you don't need it. Shelo ekpida Torah ela sheyitar ha'adam. Lomaisa, it's just Tara. V'yein lomar de lachadchila liboy. Tekiva de b'dievet tar lachadchila, the tar lachadchila nami lo boy. V'tal lo tefila. Avo bila umikra bikurim v'chalitza mitzvos ninhu. Hilkach lachadchila levid. Tosfos says there's the lachadchila way of doing chalitza and a b'dievet way of doing chalitza. What does that show me? Says Tosfos here, Samach Vav Mabez, that chalitza is a mitzvah. It is not just a matir. Meaning, it is not like tevila. Tevila could be a pure matir. But by chalitza, it is a mitzvah and a matir. And that's why there are lachadchila ways of doing it. Right? Tosfos groups it with bila and mikra, bikurim, and chalitza. All of those three are mitzvos. That's Tosfos has that idea. But again, there's other hints to it already in Chazal. Right? The Mishnah tells us a couple of Mishnayos. The Mishnah in Yevamos, the Naf Kuf Aleph, use the Lashon. What's the parak about chalitza talk named in the 12th parak of Yevamos? Mitzvas chalitza. Mitzvas chalitza. Right? That Lashon on Daf Kuf Beis in Maseches Yevamos, Kuf Aleph, mitzvahs chalitza b'shlosha. Right, mitzvah, and if you think it only says it once, it also says it in Maseches Bechoros. If you remember the Gemara in Bechoros, the Mishnayos at the end of the first parak that talk about mitzvahs that are connected to each other, one before the other, says the Mishnah there, Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, the end first parak of Bechoros, mitzvahs hayibum kodemes l'mitzvahs chalitza. The mitzvah of Yibum comes before the mitzvah of chalitza. So you see, the language of mitzvah is used there. And then it says, Barishona, Shem is Kamal Shem mitzvah, Vyakshav Shem is Kamal Shem mitzvah, Amru mitzvah chalitza, Kodemas la mitzvah yibam. But either way, it calls it mitzvah. Calls it mitzvah, and so therefore, both in Yevamos and Bechorot, it calls it mitzvah. So the question is, does that point out anything to us? But again, Tosfos clearly holds that it is a mitzvah and not just a matir. But there are halachic nafkaminas. There are nafkaminas lamaisa, whether it's a mitzvah or a matir. The most obvious one that the Mepharshim talk about is, what about kofin? What if they decide they don't want to do it? They don't want to do it. The husband and the wife, they're each 100 and 198 years old. They don't want to do chalitza. And they're not planning to get remarried. She's not remarrying anybody else. So what is the halacha in that case? The Rambam sounds like in Hilchos Yibam, Beis Tezayin, sounds like it is a mitzvah. Sounds like it is a mitzvah, and we would kofin. The Rambam says, Yevama shetava hayavam lachalitza. A Yavama that the Yavam wants to do chalitza. He omeris any chalitzes, falona tell ksuba. I'm not doing chalitza. I won't take my ksuba. And la eshev bebeis ba'ali kishar kol almanos. Ain shomin la. Shari hiknu osa lazem in ashamayim. For ratza miyabim, ratza cholitz venosing ksuba. Right? Do one or the other. You have to do yibam or chalitza, and then you get your ksuba. You can't just say, I'm not doing chalitza, and I'm not going to get my ksuba. Sounds like you have to do one of them. So that's the Rambam's lost it. But you look in the Sefer HaKovitz in the back of the Franco Rambam, the Sefer HaKovitz on the beginning of Hilchos Yibum, very strong lashon that the Sefer HaKovitz has. In the quoted here in the Likutim, says the Sefer HaKovitz in the beginning of Perek Aleph, mitzvahs asay zu pashut to kishar mitzvahs. If they both agree, and she wants to just sit alone, Bezdin kofin osam, l'kaya mitzvah. Bezdin forces them. They can't just say, I'm not going to do either. V'raya brura. What's his raya? Brura meha de makshe hagamara yivamis. Daf chaf. Vamis daf chaf discusses the sugi of asay doche los asay. Let's say there's a Yavam Yavama relationship that might be Chayv Elavin. So the Gemara talks about, why don't you say Asi Docha Losa Se, at least for the first Bia? Asi Docha Losa Se. Visakadala de Ainbo Mitzvah, if it's only a Matir and not a Mitzvah, says the Sefer HaKovitz, the Gemara wouldn't use that Lashon. Ki im Barotzim, Bechiha, Ein Asi Docha Losa Se. Kitabrina Bixubis, Daf Mem, Kabi One Shosa Batziso, Delo Asi Asi Docha Losa Se, Kiva di Amr Lobina. Over there in Xubis Daf Mem, because in the case of Ones, the woman has the opportunity to say, if she doesn't want it, so that asay is not strong enough to be dochalos asay. So in our case, where it is, yivam estaf chav, imke nachanami, b'tekav asay. Elavadai dahacha mitzvah mutelas aleihem. Vayin chubas arashba, emavarchan al mitzvah zu, umuchach gamkein lama'ayin sham. He says, look in the Rashba there, that talks about the reason why there is no bracha on chalitza, but it proves there too. But again, the Sefer HaKovitz has a very strong lashon, like shofar and lubav, that there is a mitzvah. But a number of achronim argue on this fact. The Chacham Tzvi, one of the earlier achronim, says in the first shuva in She'ela Aleph, he says no. So chalitza is only if they want to. She'kol ikar masha anu kofen ala chalitza misham lesa dida. She'in chos minosa. We don't want to close her off. V'lo te'agein v'teisev. We don't want her to be an aguna. V'yav agav darmina v'gamar kol shiyu mitzvah lo mashinan. Al karchach lafayinu taima te'kafye misham te'kofen al kol mitzvah saseh. This is not the same. You force it where there's just a mitzvah per se to do the action. We're only kofe if she wants it. The Chacham Tzvi says clearly that we don't force it. And the Chassam Sofer also mentions this, even though he notes that Alpi Kabbalah, there is importance to it. The Chassam Sofer in the Chuvis in Eben Ezer, Simin Pehe. Simin Pehe, Eben Ezer Chelik Beis, Simin Pehe. He talks about this case, where there was a husband and wife that didn't want to do it because of the busha, because of the Torah. Al Kapanim, Shneim Merutzim, Eimenim, Shum Taina, Lomach Bas Mamon, Odi by Chutrol Yadeh, she doesn't need anything, she doesn't want it, as I ain Lebez Din Aleim Klum. Lo bein in chalitza v'lo liibam klal. V'yesh lo havin zem yishas b'kama duchti. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's clear from Shas that you don't force it. Ah, what about the Zohar? The Zohar in Parshas chukah sounds like there is a mitzvah of chalitza. So he says, im lu yihya kedivrehem v'yeplugta b'na poskim l'mukubalim, if there was a machlokes between Shas and Nigla and Nistar, Hakfar Kasavar Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef and Arachayim and Simon Chafei and Hilchos Tefillin, already says that you always go by the Nigla over the Nistar. Ein Lakov Kalinaka Zohar. V'imu Kain Bedavish in a poskim Mechulakim Beferish. Mikol Shagain. See if there's a machlokas on poskim. That's one. But here, Mikol Shagain, Kashacholkim Lahedya. If it's just Shas Bavli versus Nigla versus Nistar, you always go by the Bavli. Here, it's the. They're chokim, like, it's not a beferish machlokas. But never shayna poskim, mechulakim beferish, mikol shakin, kishachokim lehedya rakshazor, machmir, pshita shayn biyadin alakuf lachaim dvarav. Vedailanu sharota lahakmir shayn maznichinoso, avalakuf avilu bedvarim lo shamanu. And then he adds and says, there's really no machlokas at all. Shagam azor lo amr lo mitzvah. Shayna chalitza betoraki, mitzvah zase shal garishish, arota lifter ishtomi menu, umagarisha, makai mitzvah zase, lo shi mitzvah zase lagarish. There's no mitzvah to be magarish. It's only situational. It's not good thing, chas v'shalom. Hachanami, eino elo hatir la'alma. Umizem ma'iri ha-Torah. Achazohar hasam lo kamar shei mitzvah zaseh ki imshu skula l'nishmas ha-meis. Even the Zohar doesn't say you have to do it. It just means that it's a skula for the meis. It's a great thing for the meis. V'yeh ke'ein gemilas chesed im ha-meisim. V'u ke'ein amiris kaddish, says the chasam sofer. They're not going to have kids anyway, then the whole reason doesn't apply. It's hard to say that. He said, I've already had times that I've told a woman, you want to, great, it's a school for the mace, but there is no chiyuv to, and that's what I have paskint in the past. Either number one, so in terms of kfiyah, that's a nafkamina between mitzvah and matir. What about cases where, not a question where they decide, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses, cases where a woman would not be able, women which, who wouldn't have a heter. What about an eshes melech? An eshes melech, who's going to marry an eshes melech? So the Gemara says, eshes melech, beginning of the second parak of Sanhedrin, the Gemara talks about melech, don v'donanoso, lo cholzin l'ishto. You don't do chalitza to an eshes melech. Why not? So Rashi quotes on Yutas Mabez, Mipnesha asura linase, because she is asura to marry anyone else. So what does that mean? Pashtus. Pashtus, Rashi is saying, because it's not going to create a heter anyway, so then there's no purpose to it. There's no purpose to do chalitza if there isn't going to be a heter. That is the pashtus of Rashi. The Rishash on that Rashi finds it very troubling. Rishash finds it very troubling. What do you mean? How could you say, right, he has a mitzvah mentality. How could you say that just because there's an isser, it's not going to be done? Says the Rishash, L'chara hachanami de mitzvah chalitza, eina v'chdeshet e muteres linase. Elashi mitzvah mitama kamus. There are secret reasons. Me'itanu. Afimena rotza lihinase la'olam. Ubechubis chacham svi mashma de daito gamke de bena rotza ein kam mitzvah. V'tzarech ian bedavar zeh. I don't know what this means. Unless he says you could reinterpret Rashi. Rashi is not saying, and therefore don't do it. But maybe, v'ulai yeshlom at the kavanas Rashi dekra lo mairi ela ba'osa shein mutaras linase. Not that that's what chalitza is in general, but Rashi is saying the pasuk is only referring to people who are allowed to marry. Mishum dechsiv lotia eishas ameis achutza. Demashma dezula zesh kuzkuka liyibam haisum mutaras lachutz. V'chulu, as he says, maybe Rashi gives a different shot, a rereading of Rashi, not the Pashtus, that he quotes a Rambam. Also, the Rambam gives a different reason for this Eishes Malachim. Kiven the Yefshal Liyabim Etzishto, Kachin Cholzin Lasa. Maybe the Rambam is holding the mitzvah element as well. What about Aninus? What about Aninus? Could there be a Chalitza done b'shas Aninus? Why would you do it? Maybe somebody is going away and one of them is an onein. The Ma'arid has 2 days here. Either you can have kavana ru'uya or an onein is pater mikala mitzvos. So again, what is the first day? Right? What do you mean pater? So the second is pater mikala mitzvos. What does the first day say? We have to give a different reason. So the first day holds that it is matir. That's the Ma'arid in Ebenezer in Simin Tezayin. There is another issue of kavana, just to end with this, of kavana when it comes to chalitza. The Minchas Chinuch has big chidushim regarding gibum and regarding chalitza. the Minchas Chinuch here discusses by Chalitza, what kind of Kavana do you need? He quotes the Chacham Tzvi also, a different part of that Shuva about Kavana. Do you need Kavanas Kinyan or Kavanas Heter? Olofiani is Daiti, that Kavana Shematir Oso Hu Kavanas Kinyan. Avamikomakom Tzorach Lachavin, Lotzeis Yidei HaMitzvah. Ki Mitzvahs Asei Vihi Kochala Mitzvahs. Right, that's an afkamina. Again, the kaminchas chinuch. Uba kavana zu latzeis yidei mitzvah ain tzorach rak acholitz the makayim mitzvah. Only he needs the kavana. Aval lohi da mitzvah ala zacharim. He quotes the mitzvahs on the men. The gam afilum lo kivein kavana zu niftarai. But without the kavana, it's niftar. Dein heter shala tolui biim yatzei dei mitzvah. The kavana zelu shonu zu mizu. So the minchas chinuch is really shitaso, because by the previous mitzvah of yibim, he also has a huge chiddush. He said, right, the gemara, the mishnah says in habal yavimto, if a man thinks that he's being mizana with an eish azish and it ends up being his yivam. That even works. You need kavana for the maisa. You don't need kavana at all. The Minchas Chinuch has an unbelievable chiddush. You were yotze, you did yibam the kinyan, but you weren't yotze the mitzvah. You weren't yotze the mitzvah of yibam, only the kinyan of yibam. So he says a similar thing here. By chalitza, there's the kinyan of chalitza, and there's the heter of chalitza. And there's two elements. Interesting, but again, the kavana might be an afkamina for the mitzvah matir issue. Okay, we'll stop here.